Idea Man.
It's not like from an accomplishment standpoint, it's not like you ran a marathon. It's not like you just won some big championship. It's you survived.
Just hung in for another 365.
Yeah.
Innovator.
You look at it, that is the biggest and best thing of the year, is that you just got to a birthday. I feel like that's probably going to be a disappointment.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Well, happy birthday nonetheless, Tausch.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. At an event yesterday, Tausch with our friends from Johnson & Sons Paving. And guy there wanted
to... Did you get to work? What'd
that?
You do? Did you get a little work in, or was it just fun?
No, this was not my on-site work event. This was their golf event, so we hung out and talked to various Johnsons, as well as fans of the program here. And one guy was really bent out of shape that we don't do trivia with Tausch on Thursdays anymore.
Well, there you go. Yeah, hey, when people speak, we bring it back to existence. So, and when there's Summerfest going on. So
yeah, why don't you just tell us what you want on the show?
All right, are we ready for this now? Are we good? Okay, let's start.
I believe we are, Eric, yes.
All right, Summerfest returns. Let's do a little trivia with Tausch Summerfest version. Slater Kinney, indie band, plays the Briggs & Stratton tonight. Lead singer is Corinne Tucker. Some of these singers and musicians need other jobs. Not all of them can make a living just on the singing.
Johnson & Sons Paving? She working at Johnson & Sons?
All right, thanks. Okay, yep, that's it. Next question. Okay, what does she do other than play music? A, Corinne Tucker is in web development and interactive media for a healthcare company. B, she operates a sustainable garden in Washington State. C, she works as an EMT.
Well,
I'm going to say sustainable garden.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Tausch. The only thing that would lead you astray on that line of thinking is that seems pretty obvious, right?
Yeah. Obvious answer isn't, but being an EMT that's an intense operation. I feel like musicians, they're on the road a lot. They have different things pop up and schedule. That garden, you can have somebody else kind of help out. I feel like that has to be the right answer here.
This indie band lead singer is in web development interactive media for a healthcare company. Moving on. I burn like a wicker cabinet. Eve 6. Plays the U.S. Cellular stage, 4 p.m. day drinking type of show for those Eve 6 fans today. Two truths and a lie for Eve 6. The band is named after a character on The X-Files. In 2020, the lead singer, Max Collins, would be dubbed the new king of Twitter because of his posts. And finally, Eve 6 has had 7 different drummers. Two truths and a lie. Would you like me to run through them again, or are you good?
So I think he probably thought of himself as the king of Twitter, so that probably is a truth in his book, but I'm guessing would actually be a lie in the real world. I think that I'm going to say A, because I bet they've went through 7 drummers, so I'm saying A.
I'm with Tausch, 100%.
The band is named after an actual character on The X-Files, Dr. Sally Kendrick, Eve 6, in 1993's episode, where she played several Eve characters. And in 2020, Loudwire crowned Max Collins the new king of Twitter because he was hilarious on Twitter. So, no, they have not had 7 drums.
How many have they had, you know? Probably just the same guy.
I think 2.
He's like, hey, what the hell?
All right, moving on. We got one more to do here. It's Keith Urban. Keith Urban headlines the American Family Amphitheater on Saturday. Two truths and a lie. Urban's favorite sport is bowling. Urban has never been to Illinois. His nickname growing up was Suburban.
Well, I hope, Tausch, number 3 is true. That's pretty
awesome. Yeah, that's a good... Right? Yeah, and I would bet at some point he's been to Illinois, so I'm going to say A is the lie.
Agree.
Urban's favorite sport is bowling. Just pick you up. And he is the younger of 2 brothers, so his nickname growing up was Suburban.
But never been to Illinois? I don't understand.
Well, I made up the Illinois one.
Yeah.
That's the lie.
Oh, that's the lie.
Yeah. The other two are true.
All right.
Enough to drink. Huh. So you guys were over.
Well, that was I wouldn't say that was our best performance.
really good touch.
That was yeah, awesome. Yep, good stuff.
It'll be better tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.